This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we've heard a lot of terms over the last few months. 2020 has definitely been a decade that, we've all these changes and things we predicted that would happen in the next 10 years, and it just happened in the last 8 months. And one thing we've seen an uptick in are temper tantrums. Now, temper tantrums are, if I define them, as somebody upset that they're not getting their way, somebody forced to do something that they don't want to do, and they're thinking to themselves that, no, this is wrong, I don't want to do it, but they can't do anything about it because they're empowered, they're overpowered. That's a temper tantrum. When I was younger, as a kid, I don't ever remember having a temper tantrum, okay? I remember being a really good kid going, yes, mommy, yes, daddy. But my mom said that when I was little, I would throw the biggest temper tantrums. And I was like, I don't want it. And it's interesting because a lot of times, the more intelligent the child is, the more they'll temper tantrum, okay? Which is why I don't really believe. I wasn't really a smart kid, so I really don't believe I was a temper tantrumer. But according to my mom, she said I was. With my kids, I maybe only can count this many temper tantrums on my hand between both of them. So I didn't really have kids that were temper tantrumy. But temper tantrums are where the little kid, they could be two, they could be, this is usually with kids, okay? They could be toddlers. They just decide to have a BF, you know, witch fit, except with a B. And they just decide to have a fit in the middle of a store, in the middle of a parking lot or whatever, going, I'm done. I'm not doing this. And it's really interesting because a lot of us look at our kids as if they're new souls or old souls. You know, I think one of my kids is a new soul and one has been around in other dimensions or, you know, on this earth before. See, me, I don't think I was really a new soul. I think the reason why I might have gotten frustrated is because I was like a, you know, middle-aged person in a two-year-old's body. And I was totally in disagreement with my mom all the time. And I'm like, look, you don't know what you're doing. Okay, I've been a mom before. I know right now I look like a baby. But on this earth, I've been a mom before. And you're like, totally doing this all wrong. And says, I can't really convey this. I'm going to throw a temper tantrum. So, you know, depending on what the situation is, sometimes the kid is 100% right. You know, I really probably feel I was in the right if I did throw any temper tantrum because I'm pretty logical. But for the most part, it's just, you know, somebody who's frustrated and not being able to kind of have their way, feeling trapped. And so their anger comes out like a pressure cooker through a temper tantrum. They could yell, they could scream, they could cry. Well, we're hearing more and more temper tantrums happen throughout the United States. We're seeing it happen in grocery stores. We're seeing it happen because of mask issues. We're seeing it happen in fast food lines. We're seeing it happen on airplanes. Apparently, I think on American Airlines, there was a passenger who threw a temper tantrum. I don't know how old the passenger was. I haven't seen the video yet. But there's news that there was somebody who threw an absolute fit on a plane. I think they had a medical issue or there was something going on and they wanted to get off the plane, but the plane was stuck on the tarmac. I've had this before. I didn't throw a temper tantrum where I had to pee, and I wanted to go to the bathroom. And the flight attendants, they're really well-trained. They're very, very well-trained on kind of honing people in. And they're like, no, you can't. If you get up, then, you know, it's like a federal offense or some whatever. But I got to pee. I got to pee. And they're like, and I go, what? We're stuck on the tarmac for an hour. Why can't I go? And apparently you can't. And I got mad, but I wasn't going to throw a temper tantrum. I mean, at worst, I'd just probably pee in my seat. I mean, I'm not going to throw a temper tantrum. But apparently this dude here, he threw a complete temper tantrum. And then I guess he had to be escorted off the plane and whatever. But we're finding that we're doing these certain behaviors more and more. And I don't know if it's becoming acceptable, or I don't know if it's just, you know, people are starting to lose their, you know, societal chains and their you know, upbringing and their being all prim and proper, and they're just starting to become more either animalistic or more infantile. You know, many people call these women Karens, who will complain or call the police or accuse somebody of, you know, living in a place where they're not living there, but they are actually living there, and that's their house. And, you know, for anybody whose name is Karen, they get pretty insulted, because they're like, look, I my name is Karen. I didn't choose my name to be Karen, and now Karen's a bad name. But, you know, one of the aspects of being called a Karen is you're having a tantrum, or you just start to have an explosion, or, you know, and it's, you know, I'm seeing it more. I mean, I'm seeing people, they're not really hiding their frustration. They're not hiding their tantrum. And so I'm wondering if it's going to start being a norm. I'm wondering if this is going to start happening, because, you know, right now everybody's videotaping and they're posting it on social media saying, you know, look, this person had a fit, this person had a meltdown, this person's a Karen, and people are, you know, kind of vilifying people online when they do it. But it started to happen so much, and at some point you want to have a temper tantrum. Now, I haven't reached that point yet, but I think I will. I think I'm going to be tested, and I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if it's going to be wearing a mask in 115 degree weather, or being forced to eat outside in the sun, you know, and, you know, not being able to, I don't know, use a bathroom when I have to use a bathroom. I really think it's going to happen at a gas station. I'm going to be driving somewhere. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. And the typical gas station now just says bathrooms unavailable. So I don't know why there's this embargo on public toilets going on. But I could just see myself have such a fit and say, you know what, to heck with this, I'm just going to pee right here. And then it's going to be all over the internet and all over the media, and they're going to be like, oh, Dr. Dolly had a temper tantrum. So let me just tell you right now, I will have a temper tantrum. Okay, you know what's going to happen. I don't know who it's going to be directed to. I don't know if it's going to have to do with the election. I don't know if it's going to have to do with COVID. I don't know if it's going to have to do with the chocolate shortage. Nobody's been talking about the chocolate shortage that's supposed to hit us in 2030. We have 9 years and 4 months, actually 9 years, 3 months, and about maybe 7 days until we allegedly are going to have a chocolate shortage. And nobody's even bringing that up. You know, and maybe I do need to have a temper tantrum. Maybe if I have a temper tantrum, people will kind of realize that there's, you know, bigger issues here, you know, at play, and somebody needs to do something, and maybe it'll get the attention that it needs. So, you know, I'll let you guys know when I'm about to have a temper tantrum. I can't wait. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Issue, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. A video has surfaced on the shooting of Jacob Blake. And from what we understand, he's still alive, but currently paralyzed after being shot in the back multiple times. Now, video, eight times, they say, by police officers. This happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and BLM protesters have now protesting. There's been looters, there's been fires, and we're hearing, headlines of Kenosha burning, and it's just tragic all around. And I don't know if you've seen the footage. It's very difficult. They say they have this footage, and we're watching the footage, but you really can't see. And it looks like Mr. Blake was, scuffling with three officers. There was some sort of fight going on. And then you heard somebody yell, drop the knife, before the gunfire erupted. So we don't know if there was a knife, we don't know if there was a gun, but unfortunately this was in broad daylight. It was in a neighborhood. The police were answering a domestic disturbance call, and there were, you know, women kind of, one was shouting at her mom, you know, to get out of there, you know, and it was just like moments before the shooting happened. And it's just heartbreaking. And it, you know, when, you know, whether you're in law enforcement, whether you're a physician, whether you're, you know, in neighborhood watch, whether you're a citizen, whether you're whatever, when you look at any of these, you know, and it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, you want to figure out where things went wrong. You intellectualize the tragedy and find out what could have been done to prevent it. I mean, it seems like there are, you know, shootings that happen every day, maybe, you know, officer-involved shootings maybe once a week. And the frequency on which these happen might be taken out of context because, I mean, there are crimes being committed all the time. And then only certain things hit the news. And so with George Floyd, that was a major headline because it was caught on videotape and it was spread throughout. And, you know, whether some people claim we saw the whole video or not, that's not what we're debating. But, you know, somebody, you know, being alive while in police custody and then dying moments later, you know, it's going to make headlines and it's going to be attributed to police action. So what's going on here? Why, with everything going on after George Floyd, you know, in May, and what, you know, why are we still having, you know, these? Why are there still being shootings? Why are there still being, people who allegedly have committed some sort of a crime, you know, dying within, or not dying, or being, you know, hurt within police custody? Now, what seems to happen, what seems to be a common thread, but again, we're not getting all the information, is that it wasn't a, you know, it's not a, okay, you freeze, I froze, I'm freezing, and then get shot. There seems to be activity. And we don't understand why. I don't know what the George Floyd activity was prior to him needing to be restrained. I don't understand what the Jacob Blake activity was. But if we are trying, if we do want to fix this problem, if we do want to move forward with, you know, what might be happening, and of course I want to hear from you guys, especially in law enforcement, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or for those of you who ever lost somebody, you know, as a result of, you know, being shot during, you know, being put into custody. One underlying seemingly thread is there's movement or scuffles or a altercation prior, with the exception of the one where Breonna Taylor, and there's, I mean, and I'm not saying all of them appear to be like this, but we see this time and time again. There was a shooting a couple years back. The cops told the person to freeze. The person was, from what I understand, special needs, starts going into their pocket or their jacket. So the cops thought they were going to pull out a gun. Person didn't freeze, and it turned out they were pulling out their cell phone. Another shooting happened, I believe it was in the Southwest United States, about maybe 7-8 years ago. Somebody was told to freeze and instead stopped and reached for their phone. Now, the reason why I bring this up is there's a trend and almost a demand to videotape what's happening to you. All right. People find that the videotape offers some security. It offers a witness. And so I'm concerned that rather than going the opposite direction where, I mean, I told my kids, if a cop tells you to freeze, just freeze. Okay, don't move, don't scratch, don't reach for a phone, you'll get shot, just freeze. But I think there's a growing trend or a new sort of outlook on, you know, being arrested or detained to grab something that can start to videotape. And I'm not saying that's what happened with Jacob Blake. I don't know if Jacob Blake was reaching for a knife, a gun, or nothing. He was just reaching for some papers. I don't know why he went back to his car. I don't really know what was going on there. And again, I don't know, maybe he wasn't given the order by police to freeze and, you know, stand still. Most of the time they do that. So again, we don't know because we can't, there's no, body cams from the police. You know, all you can hear is something about a knife and that's all we're getting report, that's all that's being sent to us. But I'm concerned that people's first instinct now is going to their phone and grabbing their phone. And so we might see even more shootings because, again, you have this lack of compliance with, okay, freeze, don't move. And, you know, cops are human. And so if they see a twitch or they see a, now they should be well trained, but if somebody's going into their pocket, if somebody's reaching into their car, you know, they're going to assume that it's a deadly weapon. And so how do you fix that? You know, people are saying, well, what we need is, you know, police to be, you know, unarmed. I don't know if that's the answer because police, they're not going to put their lives on the line. They're not going to, you know, cops all the time are being shown knives and guns and, and if you, you know, display a deadly weapon towards an officer, it is within their realm to, you know, to what's the term for when you try to, it's not annihilate the threat, it's to subdue the threat or to, I forget the terminology. But, you know, you're as a police officer, if there is a deadly weapon or some sort of threat, they are allowed to protect themselves. Just like if you in your house, if somebody comes into your house, you are allowed to protect yourself. Unfortunately, when the video footage gets rerun or the alleged criminal gets, investigated or evaluated, you know, after the shooting, unfortunately what happens is there was no knife or there was no gun. And so people want answers, or in some cases, in other cases there is. So people want answers as to how somebody who was quote unquote unarmed or only having a cell phone is getting shot. And so, you know, I just don't see a mass education campaign to protect everyone where, you know, maybe freezing isn't the thing to do. I mean, you know, for decades it's been put your hands up where we could see them. Hands up where we could see them, and then you stand there and and then you get frisked, and then they make sure there's no weapons on you, and then, you know, you get cuffed, or you get, you know, pushed to the side, and or you're told to sit on the ground. I mean, there's lots of different ways I've seen police and law enforcement separate, you know, people who could possibly be a threat, and, you know, keep them, you know, relatively detained while they're assessing the situation. But I just keep seeing on these videos, and I just keep seeing, you know, and hearing accounts of somebody moving or somebody walking towards something or somebody getting into their pocket or they're getting into their car. And, you know, I just wonder if maybe a lot of these, you know, shootings or, you know, officer-involved altercations with people could subside if there's this kind of sense of just don't move. All right. And, you know, and I understand there's been people that have been shot, you know, cold blank that should have never been shot. But, you know, in that one case with the, you know, guy in Atlanta and the Wendy's, he's running away and then he turns and points something at the police. And again, I'm not saying he was right. I'm not you know, debating on what happened there, what was justified. But, you know, unfortunately, those are some of the movements and behaviors that get people, unfortunately, into trouble. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Depression Marco no longer much of a problem, but mandatory evacuations have begun in parts of Texas because of the approach of Hurricane Laura, which could be a very strong hurricane when it does arrive on the Gulf Coast, probably sometime tomorrow. Jefferson County Judge Jeff Barnick says residents in that part of Texas won't exactly be jailed if they don't follow orders to evacuate, but
they just need to know that when winds are at 120 miles an hour, we're not going to be in a position to go out and assist them if they need saving.
It's day two of the Republican National Convention. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden, and President Trump's expected to speak sometime during the broadcast tonight as well. And this is USA Radio News. President Trump says his administration is not getting rid of U.S. postal workers. In a pre-recorded meeting with essential workers at the Republican National Convention, the president said that he cares deeply about the U.S. Postal Service. He met with postal workers, police officers, registered nurses, and doctors to discuss the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters were in the streets again in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with cars set ablaze as rioters gathered in violation of a curfew order. Police using tear gas to try to disperse the protesters as demonstrators remain angered over the police shooting of a black man on Sunday. Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times as police responded to a domestic incident, and he was trying to get into a vehicle. He's now in stable condition in an intensive care unit. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every single year, every single time we have an election year, an election campaign, and I watch the commercials, and, you know, I watch parts of the conventions, both of them, and I see some of the speeches. And I get very, maybe I'm going to get a temper tantrum about that one, but I get very anxious. Not anxious in terms of, oh, I'm nervous about what's happening to our country. I get anxious that people think we're stupid. And I hear people say, what, you voted for Obama, you voted for Trump, you're stupid. Okay, so, you know, just because somebody votes for somebody, right, doesn't mean they're stupid, but that's kind of what establishments want you to think, all right? The way the Democrats and the Republicans do things, and again, I'm not trying to rip on one side or the other, is it's not so much about their base. They'll throw something at their base, right? Because they want to make sure they still keep the base engaged, all right? You never want to take your base for granted. If you're Democrat, if you're Republican, all right, you want to make sure that you still give them love, okay? But the goal of any Democrat or Republican politician is to get those independents. They need to get those ones that are in the middle, or who haven't even decreed themselves as independent, but to get those ones that are kind of, you know, on the hedge, or, you know, on the, right, just hedging, okay? And the way they do that many times is not by understanding what the independent thinker is by using these little audio clips or these little sound bites that make people feel stupid. So you hear one side versus the other say, oh yeah, this, you know, this person is racist and this person is this and this person is this, and you know, it's like they're trying to talk to people going, oh, okay, he's racist, so okay, then I'm not going to vote for him. Or you see, you know, there was a Democrat that decided to change and vote for us, Republican, and apparently there's a Democrat that called into C-SPAN saying, I'm going to now vote Republican because I watch the RNC. Was that a setup? Was that really something that happened? Yeah, you see, that's not what people who are independent care about, okay? I mean, they think that if we see John Kasich turn Democrat, that, well, if John Kasich's turning Democrat, then I guess I need to. Or if we see a caller who is a lifelong Democrat decide to vote Republican, like, oh, well, that's the reason why we need to vote Republican. Okay, you're really underestimating our intelligence. And I get that there's some people that'll just vote because they want to vote for Mickey Mouse, or they want to vote for somebody who's a blonde, or they, you know, are matching their birthstone with a color tie. But that doesn't mean they're stupid. Okay? I mean, you know, if people pick, I mean, I have ways where I pick the NFL winning team, you know, and I know some of you disagree with the way I do it, but I've been right most of the time. So that's how I'm doing things. I mean, some people, they have a logic to it. And, you know, when I, you know, saw somebody vote, I was very unhappy with Obamacare. And when I heard that people voted for Obama's second term, all right, you see, I didn't think they were, you know, stupid or unintelligent. I thought that they saw that Obama being president for another term would help them. Just like people voted for Trump. If there are people that really, really believe that Trump staying in power will help turn the economy around, that means they have that logic. They have that sort of, you know, justification to make that vote. And so if you're going to be a politician and you're going to be, you know, trying to sway voters, figure out what it is that's making them tick. You know, people are trying to predict, oh, is this going to be a Biden landslide or a Trump landslide? I've heard from both sides it's going to be a Trump landslide or a Biden landslide. I've also heard that it's going to be an absolute mess with the mail-in ballots. But, you know, why do we have a country that divided where some people will think Biden will be a landslide and some people think Trump will be a landslide? I think the reason why is you've basically thrown into this internal independent or middle of the road pit a bunch of people that might have been originally conservative or originally Democrat and or liberal, and they're like, okay, wait a second, I don't like the way things went with COVID. I can't tell you how many Democrats I've heard say, oh, no, they can't stand their governor, they can't stand, you know, what happened to their business, and, you know, they don't want to let this happen again, and they might be voting for Trump because they blame Governor Newsom or Governor Sisolak or Whitmer or whatever. They're blaming the Democratic Party on what had happened to them within their state. So they project that too. Well, then, you know, Biden could do the same thing. Biden could shut us down. So if Biden wants to really win over these middle of the road or these people that might be defecting, all right, figure out what makes them tick. If you have, you know, people who are business owners, small business owners that had their life savings into their one store, and you're not seeing that when you're, you know, making your speeches, and you're like, we are going to mask up, then you might not really understand who your base is. Same thing with Republicans. I mean, you know, if people think that it's a Republican thing to say, you know what, we're anti-masks, there's tons of conservatives that are pro-mask. They're like, well, no, wait a second. Like, I don't like this coronavirus. I'm not really, you know, wanting to breathe somebody else's spit or snot. So I'm actually pro-mask. And so if you're an independent or you're one of these in-between voters and you're seeing that your candidate doesn't get it, you've just been disenfranchised. And I just don't understand why, you know, where people aren't stupid. You know, I'm just, you know, frustrated. As a woman, you know, hearing Joe Biden say, I am going to pick a woman. I'm going to pick a woman, you know, different demographic than Caucasian. For him to say that, say that's what I'm going to do, it almost sounds like he's trying to pander to those of us that, yeah, you know, that want, how do I word it? That, you know, want to be, you know, recognized, or you know, they think that's going to please a woman, picking another woman. Well, if you really know what makes women tick, or, you know, women of, you know, minorities or different demographics, or now that Caucasian's a minority, women of any different race, if you really want to know what makes us tick, it's the exact same thing that anybody else would want. Okay, we want to know that we have national security, we want safety, we have a good economy, we have, you know, good health care. So going up there saying, look, my biggest claim to fame is I picked a woman running mate, you're leaving us in the, you're making us feel stupid. I mean, you know, don't appeal to women voters by throwing pink, you know, talking about breast cancer, talking about, okay, yeah, that's cool, but that's not what women are about. Women don't want to be known for their breasts. Women don't want to be known for their uterus. We want to be known as being partners with men in society and helping make things happen as well. Women are business owners. If you really want to get to the average woman voter, all right, tell them that you're not going to let, you know, their business fall apart, or you're not going to force them to close down, or you're not going to force them to, you know, pay for all these new mandates, et cetera, and you know, be in a vice. If the average woman is a business owner, then why isn't anybody appealing to that aspect of their, you know, of their demographic or their, you know, persona? So it's, I just watch what happens, and it's just kind of insulting, you know, and I do believe that the politicians out there think that those people that are on the fence are stupid. Just the way they talk, the way they try to, they even said that there was a study that looked at the speeches that politicians have given over the years, and I don't exactly know which grade level, but they've really dropped down the level at which they speak to people. You know, like this, you know, you ain't black. That's insulting to say that. Yeah, I mean, we know that ain't isn't a word we usually use in the vernacular. So, you know, why are you trying to pander and, you know, make it look like, you know, we voters are people who, you know, don't use proper grammar. It's just insulting. And so I'm tired of it, okay? You know, figure out who it is you're trying to get votes from. Just do a little bit of research and then fix up the speech. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So American Airlines is going to cut 19,000 jobs. Delta is going to furlough 1,900 pilots in October when the ban on job cuts, I guess, is over. Now, for those people that got the PPP, the Payment Protection Program loan, they were allowed to get the money as long as they kept their staff till September 30th, which is why in October That's when the cuts can happen. All right? Apparently, the money is running out without a travel recovery in sight. Airlines and unions have lobbied Washington for another $25 billion. Delta Airlines airlines said they're going to furlough about 1,900 pilots. The airlines apparently received $25 billion in U.S. government stimulus funds in March. So, there's been voluntary exits and leaves. American workforce will now shrink to about 100,000 in October from the, or American Airlines workforce, from 100,000 to 140, from 140,000 that it employed back in March. So the American Airlines team will have lost 40,000 people. October job cuts comprised 17,000 furloughs of union workers, including 1,600 pilots, 8,100 flight attendants, and 1,500 management positions. American Airlines now plans to fly less than 50% of its normal schedule in the fourth quarter, with international flying reduced to only a quarter of 2019 levels. Delta Airlines is set to furlough 1,900 pilots in October. Apparently, they said, we are 6 months into the pandemic and only 25% of our revenues have been recovered. Unfortunately, we see few catalysts over the next 6 months to meaningfully change this trajectory. So I've had multiple trips planned, canceled. I understand why they were canceled. Conferences were canceled. Things, happen. But I have no plans to travel. I have a travel voucher, but I'm going to then use that travel voucher if I have to travel. I'm not going to, I'm not going to make a new flight. So, when people got their flights canceled, many of them still qualified for having vouchers. So you're not seeing new money being infused into the travel market. And one of you had asked me what's going on with California. When is California going to reopen? Well, from what I understand, there was supposed to be a big announcement with Governor Newsom. And Governor Newsom was supposed to let people know if their county can be removed off of the state's watch list and start reopening. And the governor said counties must wait 2 weeks to reopen businesses after they come off the state's list. That's a timeline that, I guess, allows them to see if, cases start to resurge. I don't know about you guys. I own a business. Luckily, we were allowed to reopen because I live in Nevada. And but if I was dying financially and I was told that, okay, you'll be taken off the closed list, but you still have to wait 2 weeks, I would be praying that the numbers game doesn't work against us, and which is another very frustrating aspect to this whole thing. When people say, oh, yeah, we've had, another 10 cases, well, is it because they had it months ago and they're still testing positive, or somebody, there's been people, kind of urging other people, which I would never do, to, quit going and getting tested unless you're sick, because these positive tests just fuel and they're into more positive tests. Many times these positives are multiple positives in one person. So if somebody goes to take a COVID test and they're positive, and then they go to retake it, to see if they could go back to work, they're still positive. Then they do it again, they're still positive. And then finally they come up negative, they could go back to work. Well, that's three positives for one person. Now, when we look at the numbers, one of you had asked me where we're at. So far with coronavirus total cases. Now, these are positive. These are not only positive tests. These are presumed cases. All right. So there's a lot of room for error. According to Worldometers, we're at 23.9 million. So about 24 million coronavirus cases. Okay. Deaths, 118,000. They've said 16.4 have recovered. In terms of the states, obviously the United States has the highest number of quote-unquote cases. Again, many of these were called COVID when we didn't have testing available, or, it was presumed. Death toll at 181,000. Again, I can't tell you if those were, honest to God, somebody had COVID started to worsen, they had no other issues going on in their body, and the COVID caused them to die, or that 181,000 includes all the flu-related deaths, the heart attacks, the pneumonias that happened, and the people just also happened to be COVID positive. So we can't say. But right now it's being clocked as 181,000 deaths. Now, in terms of serious critical, the number keeps staying at about 16,000 So we have currently 16,000 serious or critical cases, meaning many of these people are in the ICUs. I don't really see that number budge much. So I'm not sure why. Is it, you know, well, when you have people in serious condition, they're in the hospital for a long time. So the numbers just kind of stay there. The number would go down if there were deaths or there were recoveries. But it just seems to always hover in the 16,000 area. So I don't know. I don't know if it's because it hasn't been updated. I don't know if it's because, you know, you have one person admitted to the ICU right as another person dies. We don't know. Brazil, still fighting a lot of cases, 3.6 million, 115,000 deaths. India had 3.2 million, 59,000 deaths. Russia came in fourth at 966,000, 16,000 deaths. South Africa, 611,000 cases, 13,000 deaths. Then comes Peru, Mexico, Colombia, Spain, and Chile. Then Iran, Argentina, the UK with 327,000 cases, 41,000 deaths. Saudi Arabia, next Bangladesh, rounding out the top 15. At 299,000 cases. Then Pakistan, Turkey, Italy, France, and Germany, rounding out the top 20. Canada, one of you asked about how Canada's doing. They're at about 125,000 cases, 9,000 deaths. Apparently, they have three new deaths that have been counted. Indonesia had about 99 new deaths. Iran, 125 deaths. Mexico, another 320. India, 759. So we're still seeing active cases and active deaths. Israel had another 9 deaths, bringing their total to 856. They've had over 100,000 cases. Countries that seem to be doing better, you know, seem to be, you know, Luxembourg, but again, they're smaller. Finland. Finland had 7,900 cases, 335 deaths. Luxembourg, 7,700 cases, 124 deaths. Cuba, 3,700 cases, 91 deaths. And again, we just don't know how, you know, open people are being about their numbers. Iceland. Iceland's only had 10 people die. 2,000 cases overall, 4 new cases in the last 24 hours from what we understand. New Zealand, 1,600 cases, 22 deaths. So I, you know, when people ask, okay, so what's going on here? You know, is America fudging numbers? Are they perpetuating this? You know, is COVID going down? COVID cases are going down, but when you hear that term, COVID cases going down, it doesn't mean they're going from zero to negative one, negative two. It means rather than there being, let's say, 500 new cases a day, it's 490 new cases a day. So we're still having new cases, but the numbers of new cases is starting to fall. That's why when we talked about this flattening of the curve, you know, this flattening of the curve, we that means that rather than, you know, the cases spiking up and up and up, we're starting to have it level off where we're not getting as many new cases. So there are different terms for different numbers and different statistics. So COVID cases are still here. We still have new cases. We still have people dying, but it's at much less numbers than before. Okay? So California is still waiting with bated breath on when they could reopen. And 8 counties of California have been removed from the list, waiting for state guidelines on how they could reopen. But I think the big ones like L.A. County, Orange County, etc., I don't know when they're going to get off the list. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.